I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with
Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk, a talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about all my troubles.
Amen. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. What a precious truth that is, my friend. And on that note, I welcome you to this edition of The Voice of Hope. The song the men sang introduces the subject of our program today. It's prayer. As I reviewed Dr. Yoder's message for today, I realized again how important prayer is for success in walking with Jesus. The story is told how early African converts to Christianity were earnest and regular in their private devotions. Each one of them reportedly had a separate spot in the thicket where he would pour out his heart to God. Over time, the paths that led to and from these places became well-worn. And as a result, if one of these believers began to neglect prayer, it was soon apparent to the others. And they would kindly remind him, "Brother, the grass grows on your path." As brothers in the Lord, they were holding each other accountable for their personal spiritual disciplines. And we would do well to follow their example. So I urge you to find someone who will agree to hold you accountable in this area of your life, the important area of prayer. Prayer is relationship. It's communication. Prayer is power. Do you remember what Jesus told his disciples when they couldn't cast the demon out of a young boy? He said, "This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting." And we know that Peter was spirited out of the prison by the prayers of God's people. And then they were so surprised by God's answer, they didn't believe it was really him knocking at the gate. and many a wayward child has been brought to the point of conversion by the prayers of a godly mother or father. Satan knows the power of prayer, and that's why he uses every means available to keep us from praying. If you're like me, at some point, you've come to that place in your life where you realize you've allowed your communication with God to be crowded out by the busyness of life. I hope this song by the Sharon Singers challenges you and expresses the longing of your heart. With that song as our prayer, here's Dr. Yoder with today's message, The Knee Battle.
You know, friend, life is a battle, regardless of how you look at it. We're always fighting for survival. That's the last word, survival. In the physical realm, it is the fight against infection with all the germs and viruses about. In the social realm, it is the fight for position. People struggle to obtain the position in the social structure that they want. It is a fight. Financially, it is the fight for security. And so in the financial world, people fight for more, more, more. In the spiritual realm, it is the fight for victory. We are always, or should be, on guard in our spiritual lives. The strategy for the battle is very simple. It is the bent knee. That's why I call my message the knee battle. What is the reason for this? The reason is God is over all. Now, I am focusing especially on the spiritual realm of life, but the others are not excluded. We are whole persons. Therefore, the knee battle will apply to the other areas that I mentioned, the physical, social, and financial. But the spiritual fight, I have called the knee battle. Now I want you to listen to what the Apostle Peter gives us in 1 Peter 5:6-9. Follow in your Bible as I read the Holy Book of the Living God. That's 1 Peter 5:6-9. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Oh, my friend, to be victorious in the knee battle, we must give attention to the considerations Peter sets forth in these brief verses. First, we must consider our deficiency. Our mortality leaves us with deficiencies. We cannot do everything we would perhaps like to do or can think of. But in this mortality which we have, there is no room for pride, no room for pride. The Apostle Peter says, "Humble yourselves, therefore." Now perhaps we should look in the fifth verse to find out why the therefore is there. The ending of verse 5 tells us, "God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves." Instead of becoming like God, Eve and Adam became vulnerable, and they lost their perfection when they listened to the serpent in the garden. We are their heirs. We have inherited from them some deficiencies. But the mighty hand of God is in place, the Apostle Peter tells us. So we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we do this regardless of conditions, regardless if the conditions are favorable or unfavorable. We all probably have read some accounts of our fellow Christians in communist lands who went through some very, very unfavorable conditions, but they humbled themselves under the mighty hand of God because they knew that He would exalt them in due time. Well, that's what Peter said. In order that He may exalt you in due time. We do not always know when that time is. It will be determined by the divine providence of God, but it will be in due time, either now or then. Joseph, you might remember, the son of Jacob, became the second ruler in Egypt eventually. He went through great trials, as you recall. He was honored by his father, hated by his brothers, thrown in jail by his master in Egypt for a crime he never did. But finally, he was exalted. It is not always now, but we can be sure it will be then, because Jesus said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So in the knee battle, by considering our deficiency, God can do for us. Amen. The second consideration is, we must consider God's dependability. Peter says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Let's meditate together on that a moment. Casting is in a mode of doing it summarily. That is, do it once for all. Leave it there. Don't go back and pick it up again, but cast it with finality. And all your care, all your anxious care, all those great burdens that you've been bearing, all those loads that seem to press you down mentally, physically, spiritually, all those heavy burdens, all those small needling things, those that get under your skin, like you say, cast all your care, all your anxious care, all your little cares, all your big cares, all your great burdens, cast them summarily, finally, upon Him. Unload on Him. It is nothing for Him to bear that load. You're causing yourself great distress by insisting on carrying that load yourself. Cast it. Cast it on Him. He is Almighty. He is the one who can bear your load. You know, Jesus said one time, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Cast your care upon Him because He cares for you. He cares for you as a person. He has you in mind. He knows about your cares, about your burdens, about the oppression that you're now under. He knows. And He cares. I'm turning now to Psalm 116, A wonderful text that helps us to understand what I'm talking about, what Peter was talking about. And here is the Word of God, Psalm 116, verses 1 through 8. Listen, and let it bless your soul. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Praise God. That's Psalm 116, verses 1 through 8. Isn't that great? The true God is a caring God. He who remembers the falling sparrow, and who hears the young ravens when they cry, will be mindful of us. Yes, amen. In the knee battle, friend, we must consider God's dependability. That's right. The third consideration we must consider is, we must consider the devil's deceitfulness. Be on the watch, the Apostle Peter counsels us. Be sober, that means be awake. Be vigilant. Watch carefully, because your adversary, the one who is against you, I say the one who is against us, the devil, is seeking our downfall. That is his utmost purpose. That is the bottom line, like we say. He wants to overcome us. He wants to cause us to go down. Now we must know his tactics. Peter says he comes like a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. A roaring lion tries intimidation. When he roars, his roar echoes through the forest, and all the animals hide. That's the way the devil operates. He comes as a roaring lion to intimidate us. Lions roar when they are hungry, I'm told. And the devil roars when he wants to get us, when he wants to intimidate us, so he can devour us. Peter says, watch. We must consider his deceitfulness. We must resist him, steadfast in the faith, holding on to the faith. You remember what the Apostle Paul told us that we should do? He said we should take the shield of faith by which we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Steadfast in the faith, not yielding, not backing up, but steadfast, because the devil is deceitful. And we can take comfort. We can take courage that we are not alone in this, because our brothers are enduring the same kind of approach or tactics of deceitfulness of the devil as we are. Our victory is assured by the victory of Jesus Christ, and by the fact that others have traveled the same way and undergone the same kind of intimidation and attacks, and they have come out victorious. Yes, they have. Praise God. In the knee battle, we must consider the devil's deceitfulness and not give way to him. I call us to the battle of the knees, or the knee battle as I put it, so that we can survive and claim the victory. But we must consider our deficiency. We are not sufficient for these things, no. We must consider God's dependability. Oh, yes, he can be depended upon. We must consider the devil's deceitfulness and not give way to his tactics when he comes as a roaring lion. So, my friend, let us cast all our care upon Jesus, because he cares for us. Yes, amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, merciful Heavenly Father, all-knowing One, we thank thee, we bless thee, we praise thee that thou art the one who is able to give us strength so that we can survive, that we come and confess our own deficiency. We rely upon thy dependability. We are aware of the devil's deceitfulness. Therefore, I pray, hear our prayers and help us to rest in the Lord and in thy strength. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for helping to put the knee battle into proper perspective. As I was preparing this program, I came across a true account of a Christian leader. We'll call him Steve. He was traveling by plane. He noticed that a man sitting two seats over was thumbing through some little cards and moving his lips. The man looked like a professor, with his goatee and gray and brown hair, and Steve placed him in his 50s somewhere. Guessing the man was a fellow believer, Steve leaned over to engage him in a conversation. "Looks to me like you're memorizing something," he said. "No," the man said, "I was actually praying." Steve then introduced himself and said, "I believe in prayer too." "Well, I have a specific assignment," said the man with the goatee. "And what's that?" Steve asked. "I'm praying for the downfall of Christian pastors." "Well, I would certainly fit in that category," Steve said. "Is my name on the list?" "Not on my list," the man said. You know, Steve may not have been on that man's list, but you can be sure that Satan had Steve on somebody's list. That's the way he operates against all of us who follow Christ, and especially pastors and leaders in their position of influence. Now, that certainly ought to remind us how important and how powerful prayer really is. So the men encourage us to watch and pray.
Christian, do not seek repose. Cast your dreams of ease away. You are in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Wicked forces, evil powers, gathered in unseen array. They wait for your unguarded hours. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Put your heavenly armor on. Wear it always night and day. To defeat the evil one. Watch and pray. Jesus said to watch and pray. Hear above all, hear your Lord. Love him, serve him, and obey. Treasure in your heart his word. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch as if on that alone, on the issue of the day. Pray that victory shall be won. Watch and pray. Watch and pray.
Well, friend, we're quickly coming to the end of our program. So I want you to know that all the messages from our series in the Epistles of Peter are available in a paperback book called Sojourners in Faith. And you can receive a copy just by writing and asking for it. The title of the book, again, is Sojourners in Faith. If you'd like a copy of this book, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to us at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or just pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. And this program is also available to you on an audio CD. We invite you to visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. And it's also an easy way for you to send a message to us We'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, to request your copy of Sojourners in Faith, send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533, or call our office toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter or donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number 1-866-960-0292. And when you send your gift, ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. We do depend upon God's grace and your fervent prayers, along with your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. So let us hear from you today. Thanks for being with me today, friend. I hope you'll plan to join me again next week. Lord willing, we'll continue our study of 1 Peter with a message titled, Get Settled. And until we meet again,
one day I came to hear, I was so thirsty. I asked for water, my throat was so dry. He gave me water that I had never dreamed of. But for this water, my Lord had to die. He said, I thirst, yet he made the rivers. He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst, said the King of the ages. In his great thirst, he brought water to me. Now there's a river that flows as clear as crystal. It comes from God's throne above. And like a river, it wells up inside me, bringing mercy and life-giving love. He said, I thirst, yet he made the rivers. He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst, said the King of the ages. In his great thirst, he brought water to me.